Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets close strong today, yeah? Building on yesterday's rally.
Absolutely. Upside momentum continues, NASDAQ especially hitting an intraday high of plus 4.5% before settling at plus 2.5%. Pretty impressive.
So what's driving this surge? Is it the president's comments on Fed Chair Powell and the China trade talks?
Definitely a factor. The market likes the sound of no hardball with China. And the potential for lower tariffs is a big deal. But it's not just that.
Oh, what else is moving the needle?
Well, positive earnings reactions, even with some disappointments. Look at Tesla. Weak Q1 results, but the stock's up over 5%. Musk's cybercab comments and new vehicle plans are keeping the bulls engaged. Plus, Boeing had a solid earnings beat, which always helps the Dow.
Right, Boeing, a Dow component, up over 6%. That kind of heavyweight action can really lift the overall market. And it seems like the buying interest was pretty broad-based too.
Exactly. The Invesco S&P 500 Equal Weight ETF is a good indicator of that, closing up 1%. 9 S&P sectors in the green, 5 up over 1%. Tech leading the charge as usual, up almost 3%.
So, despite the year-to-date numbers still being down, there's a definite sense of optimism in the air.
For now, yeah. But we have some key economic data coming out tomorrow that could shift things. Durable goods orders, jobless claims, existing home sales. Those will give us a better read on the economy's health.
And let's not forget those natural gas inventories. Energy's been a volatile sector lately.
True. We'll need to watch those numbers closely. But for tonight, the market seems to be focusing on the positive. The president's comments, Tesla's future plans, Boeing's strong earnings. It all adds up to a risk-on environment.
Speaking of Tesla, it's remarkable how much influence Musk's words have on the stock. Even with those disappointing Q1 numbers, the focus is on the long-term vision. Autonomous driving, new vehicles, even humanoid robots. It's almost like...
like the fundamentals take a backseat to the narrative? Yeah, I see what you mean. It's a bet on the future, not the present. High risk, high reward.
Exactly. And that's something to keep in mind as we head into tomorrow's session. The market's feeling good right now, but things can change quickly. We'll need to see if this momentum can hold up against the upcoming economic data.
Agreed. Stay nimble and keep your eye on those key levels. That's the name of the game in this market. And don't forget to check back in tomorrow for our next episode of Next Day Prep. We'll break down all the latest news and what it means for your portfolio.
So, Musk's still betting big on robo-taxis, huh? June in Austin, eh? Ambitious, very ambitious. Even if it happens, middle of 26 for any real financial impact, that's a long way off.
Well, yeah, it is. But the projected revenue, even the initial low single-digit billions, that's nothing to sneeze at. And if it scales to 20, 30 billion or more, game changer. Of course, if being the operative word here. Lots of regulatory hurdles to clear. And the technology itself still has a ways to go. It's a gamble, for sure.
A gamble, indeed. Almost like he's trying to distract from the less exciting news. Pushing back production on the more affordable Model Y and 3? That's got a sting for investors who are looking for more immediate returns.
Absolutely. Those delays are disappointing, especially with the current market conditions. Demand headwinds, market share losses, margin compression. It's a tough environment for Tesla right now, and pushing back those more affordable models just adds fuel to the fire.
But the stock's rebounded sharply. Why is that? Is it just blind faith in Musk's vision?
Partly, yeah. It's that bet on the future mentality we talked about earlier. But it's also Tesla's strong balance sheet and Musk's optimistic outlook for the latter half of 25 and beyond. Investors are looking past the current trough, hoping for those future growth catalysts to materialize.
So, a classic case of buy the rumor, sell the news. The news wasn't great, but the rumor of future innovation is keeping the stock afloat.
Precisely. It's a high-risk, high-reward play. And speaking of news, did you catch those other earnings reports? Boeing's beat, GE Vernova's strong performance. Those are positive signs for the broader market.
I did see those, Boeing especially, with that increased 737 production. That's a good sign for the industrial sector. And GE Vernova defying the tariff fears? Impressive.
Yeah, and there were some misses too, of course. AT&T, Enphase, but overall a pretty mixed bag. It'll be interesting to see how the market digests all this information tomorrow.
So a mixed bag of earnings reports today, huh? Some hits, some misses. Anything really jump out at you?
Well, Philip Morris International had a solid beat, both on earnings and revenue. Plus, they raised their full-year guidance. That's a definite positive. And Popular Bpop also impressed with a significant earnings beat and 6% revenue growth. Those are some strong numbers.
Yeah, those are good signs. But then you've got some disappointments, like PennyMac missing badly on both earnings and revenue. Ouch. And New Oriental Education and Technology also missed and lowered their Q4 revenue guidance. That's never a good look.
True, and even some of the beats weren't entirely positive. NextEra Energy, for example, beat on earnings, but missed on revenue. And Packaging Corp, PKG, beat on both, but then guided lower for Q2 earnings. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, like you said.
It is. It really highlights the importance of looking beyond the headlines, doesn't it? A beat doesn't always tell the whole story. You gotta dig deeper into the numbers and the guidance. What about some of the other reports? Anything else worth noting?
Well, Norfolk Southern NSC had a decent beat and reiterated their full-year guidance. That's a plus for the transportation sector. And Otis Worldwide also beat and raised their revenue guidance for the year. So some positive signals there. But then you have Prague Holdings, PRG, beating, but lowering guidance for both Q2 and the full year. That's a head-scratcher.
It is. It seems like guidance is playing a big role in how the market reacts to these reports. A beat isn't enough if the future outlook is cloudy. Investors want to see sustained growth, not just a one-time bump.
Exactly. And that's what makes these earnings seasons so volatile. It's not just about the past performance. It's about the future expectations. And those can be hard to predict, especially in this current economic environment. So stay nimble, do your due diligence, and be prepared for some surprises. That's the name of the game.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Earnings, geopolitical news, corporate actions, where do we even begin?
Well, the president's comments on China trade talks definitely stand out. No hardball and lower tariffs, that's music to the market's ears. Should give a boost to those retailers feeling the tariff pinch, like Amazon and Walmart.
Yeah, definitely a positive catalyst. But then you have him considering a tax hike on millionaires. That could offset some of that optimism, don't you think?
It could, yeah. Gotta see how that plays out. But honestly, the market seems more focused on the trade situation right now. And speaking of trade, the UK negotiations and the potential Harley-Davidson zero tariffs from India. Interesting developments there.
Very interesting. So, a lot of geopolitical cross-currents at play. What about the earnings reports? Anything jump out at you?
Well, Tesla's miss is a big one. Automotive revenue down 20%? Not good. But as we discussed earlier, Musk's Cybercab comments are keeping the stock afloat, at least for now. It's a bet on the future, not the present.
Right, a classic case of buy the rumor, sell the news. But what about some of the other reports? There were a lot of them.
Yeah, a real mixed bag. Some solid beats from companies like TE Connectivity, raising guidance, which is always a good sign. But then you have misses from Stifel Financial and Watsco. And even some of the beats, like Ryder System and Teledyne, are guiding lower. It's a bit of a head-scratcher.
It is. So really emphasizes the need to look beyond the headlines. A beat doesn't always tell the whole story. You gotta dig deeper.
Exactly. Guidance is key. What about Steel Dynamics? Improved order entry activity, but uncertainty due to recent trade actions? That's something to watch.
Definitely. And what about those corporate actions? Becton Dickinson's FDA clearance, Best Buy's new credit facility, those could be significant.
They could be. And BHP starting their CEO succession process? Always interesting to see how those things play out. Lots of moving parts, that's for sure. So to sum it all up, a day of mixed signals. Positive news on the trade front, but some concerning earnings reports and a lot of uncertainty still lingering. It'll be interesting to see how the market digests all of this.
Wow, that's a whirlwind of corporate activity. Everything from mineral projects to AI glasses, CEO shuffles, and even a Justice Department probe. Where do we even begin?
Well, that Intel news is a bombshell. A potential 20% staff reduction? That's massive. Definitely going to send ripples through the tech sector. And then unveiling new auto chips in the same breath? Almost like they're trying to soften the blow.
Yeah, a curious juxtaposition. almost like, hey, we're laying people off, but look at this shiny new thing. Speaking of tech, Meta expanding their AI Ray-Bans to Europe? That's interesting.
It is, especially given the privacy concerns surrounding these devices. Gotta wonder how that will play out. But honestly, I'm more intrigued by the Methanex news. M&G investment shifting from a passive to an active stake? That suggests they're looking to shake things up.
Oh, you think so? Could be just a change in strategy, couldn't it?
Possibly. But that combined with the mention of ongoing discussions with management and the board? Something's brewing there. What about those FDA confirmations regarding synthetic dyes in food? That could impact companies like PepsiCo, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of impact, that Justice Department probe into Disney's Fubo TV deal? That's a big one. Antitrust concerns in the sports streaming market? This could get messy.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. Lots of legal wrangling ahead, I suspect. And what about those upgrades? American Express, Apollo Commercial, ATI, some big names on that list. Could signal some positive momentum.
They could. But then you have downgrades too, right? Always two sides to every coin. Gotta look at the overall picture. And what about that Tesla news? Musk reducing his time with the Department of Government Efficiency. Interesting.
Very interesting. Wonder how that will affect his influence in Washington. And all those other earnings reports. Range Resources beating, Recursion presenting clinical data, Roche getting a CE mark. It's a lot to digest.
It is. So much happening, so little time. It's a reminder that the market never sleeps. Always something to keep an eye on. From corporate actions and earnings to geopolitical news and regulatory probes, it's a constant flow of information. Gotta stay nimble and informed.
Exactly. Do your due diligence, keep your ear to the ground, and be prepared for anything. That's the name of the game in this market. And don't forget to check back in for our next update. We'll break down all the latest news and what it means for your portfolio. Until then, happy trading.
Wow, lots of analyst activity today. Upgrades, downgrades, initiations, where do we even start?
Well, those downgrades in the energy sector definitely catch my eye. Chevron, Equinor, Redburn Atlantic seems bearish on oil, and Morgan Stanley piling on the solar names, downgrading Enphase and SolarEdge. Something to think about.
Yeah, what's the story there? Is it just profit-taking after the recent run-up in renewables, or something more fundamental?
Could be a bit of both. But with Morgan Stanley also downgrading Sunrun, it seems like they're seeing some headwinds for the entire solar industry. Maybe concerns about competition or the impact of rising interest rates.
Makes sense. So a bit of caution in the energy space. What about the upgrades? Anything stand out?
Well, Lockheed Martin getting an upgrade from Baird is noteworthy. Defense stocks have been pretty resilient lately, and this could signal further upside. And Intuit, getting a buy from HSBC with a whopping $699 price target? That's a bold call.
It is. So, some mixed signals in the market. What about all those initiations? It's a long list.
Yeah, a lot of new coverage. That buy on Coinbase from Benchmark is interesting, given the recent regulatory scrutiny on crypto. And Roth Capital seems bullish on cybersecurity, initiating CrowdStrike and CyberArk with buy ratings and hefty price targets. Makes you wonder what they're seeing.
It does. So a lot for investors to digest. What about the economic data coming out tomorrow? Anything to watch out for?
Definitely. Durable goods orders, jobless claims, existing home sales, those will give us a better read on the economy's health. And let's not forget those natural gas inventories. Energy's been a volatile sector lately.
True. And with that 7-year Treasury note auction happening tomorrow, we could see some movement in the bond market as well.
Absolutely. Lots of moving parts, that's for sure. So stay nimble, do your homework, and be prepared for some surprises. That's the name of the game. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow when we break down all the latest news and what it means for your portfolio. Until then, happy trading.
Wow, that WaveWriter AI report on SPY and QQ is packed with insights. A lot to unpack here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm seeing a bit of a mixed message, though. Consolidation, slight upward momentum, it's not exactly a clear-cut bullish signal.
Right? That's what I'm picking up on, too. SPY struggling to hold those gains, QQQ closing near its low, not the strongest signs of conviction.
And that tapering volume in SPY suggests buyers might be losing steam. But the QQQ volume spikes at price retests? That's interesting. shows there are still active players in the market.
Oh, you think those are buyers stepping in? Or I'm wondering if it's more short covering, maybe?
Could be either, honestly. Hard to say for sure. But the VXX, the volatility index, that's showing decreasing volatility. That often correlates with market stability, even upward movement.
So a bit of a tug of war then? Volatility down, suggesting calm, but price action a bit hesitant.
Exactly. And that sector rotation into defensives, like utilities and consumer staples, that adds another layer of complexity. Tech and discretionary showing some weakness, that's something to watch.
Yeah, that defensive posture is telling. Almost like investors are bracing for, some potential headwinds?
Possibly. Or maybe just taking some profits off the table after the recent rally. But those key levels WaveWriter AI highlighted, those are crucial. SY support at 534 and 530, resistance at 539.5 and 545, those are the lines in the sand.
Gotta watch those closely. And for QQQ, 454 and 450 on the downside, 458 and 461 on the upside. Breaks above or below those levels could signal the next big move.
Absolutely. And the scenarios they outline, bullish versus bearish, those are pretty spot on. Positive news could reignite the rally. Negative news could send things tumbling.
So, what's the takeaway here? What are you watching for tomorrow?
Well, I'm keeping a close eye on those key levels, obviously. And volume, too. Need to see some conviction from buyers if this rally is going to continue. Plus, any news on the economic front, earnings reports, that could all shift the balance. It's a delicate situation right now. Stay nimble, do your own due diligence, and be prepared for anything. That's the name of the game.
Wow, this WaveWriter AI report paints a pretty interesting picture, doesn't it? Cautiously bullish, but with some underlying hesitation?
Yeah, exactly. That's the sense I'm getting too. 700 buying, 100 selling. That's a positive ratio, but not overwhelmingly so. And those mixed primary indicators, a little concerning.
Right? T2108 bullish, but the primary indicator bearish. Almost like a tug of war between short-term optimism and longer-term caution. What do you make of that sector rotation into defensives?
Well, it suggests some hedging behavior, right? Investors moving into utilities and consumer staples, almost like they're bracing for a potential pullback.
Makes sense. So playing defense, but not panicking, that aligns with the VXX showing decreasing volatility. What about those key support levels WaveWriter highlighted? Those seem crucial.
Absolutely. SPY support at 534 and 530, resistance at 539.5 and 545, those are the lines in the sand. Need to see a decisive break above 545 for real bullish conviction.
And for QQQ, 454 and 450 on the downside, 458 and 461 on the upside. Gotta watch those closely. What about those individual stock picks, PLX, KGC, RMN? Any of those catch your eye?
Well, PLX looks interesting. Steadily increasing volume and bullish price action, potential for a breakout above $3. But that stop loss at 280 cents is tight. Gotta be disciplined.
Right. High reward, but high risk too. What about KGC? That one's showing some strength too, isn't it?
Yeah, strong buying support and hovering around resistance. A gradual ascent is expected, but needs a volume surge to really break through. And RMN, consistent volume and upward momentum, could be a slow and steady climber.
So, a mixed bag of opportunities. Some continuation plays, some anticipation setups. What's your overall takeaway for tomorrow's session?
Stay nimble. Watch those key levels, pay attention to volume, and be prepared for some volatility. Earnings reports, economic data, anything could shift the balance. Do your own due diligence and don't overextend yourself. That's the name of the game.
Wow, this WaveWriter AI report has some interesting picks for tomorrow. BCTX, NFLX, DLTR, pretty diverse mix.
Yeah, definitely. Spanning tech, biotech, and consumer goods. Seems like they're seeing opportunities across the board. But what caught my eye is the emphasis on volume. They're really stressing the importance of confirming these continuation patterns with strong volume.
Right, makes sense. Volume is key for validating any price movement. So let's start with BCTX. They're predicting a continued upward trend, targeting $5.70, $5.75, even $5.80. Pretty ambitious given it's currently around $5.50.
It is. But if you look at the chart, the volume has been steadily increasing alongside the price. That suggests genuine buying pressure, not just a short squeeze or something. An entry around 550 with a stop loss at 540, that's a reasonable risk-reward ratio.
Yeah, I see that. Tight stop, but the potential upside is significant. What about NFLX? That one's a bit of a head-scratcher for me. Already at 1045, they're predicting it could go to 1070. Seems like a lot of upside for a stock that's already so high.
I hear you. It's a high-priced stock, so the dollar gains might not seem as impressive, but they're pointing to the strong trading activity, suggesting there's still momentum left. The key resistance is $10.55. If it breaks above that with strong volume, then 1060, even 1070, becomes a real possibility.
So, a breakout play. Gotta watch that 1055 level closely. And what about DLTR? That one's showing a recovery pattern after a recent dip. They're suggesting an entry around 82.80 with a stop at 82.50.
Yeah, that's a more conservative play. Looking for a bounce off support, the key resistance is 83.18. A break above that could send it towards 83.50. Not as much upside as the other two, but a lower risk entry as well.
Right, so BCTX for aggressive traders, DLTR for more cautious ones, and NFLX somewhere in between. Interesting mix, and it all comes back to volume. Gotta watch those volume trends closely to confirm these predictions.
Exactly. Volume is the key to unlocking these setups. And remember, these are just predictions. Do your own due diligence, manage your risk, and trade responsibly. And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for more market insights.
And for me, it's good night and good luck out there in the markets.
Bye-bye.